You're listening to New Technia. A fading thymus hormone made cancer immunotherapy work better in older mice. Researchers traced age-related inflammation to declining thymulin and found that restoring the hormone improved tumor control and response to checkpoint therapy in older mice, but no human treatment has yet been tested. Cancer immunotherapy can deliver remarkable results, but age changes the immune system and may make treatment less effective. A new study points to an overlooked organ behind the breastbone and a hormone that fades as we grow older. The 30-second summary. Researchers identified thymulin, a hormone made by the thymus, as a regulator of chronic age-related inflammation. In older mice with breast cancer models, thymulin slowed tumor growth and improved survival. It also made tumors respond better to anti-PD-L1 immunotherapy. The evidence is preclinical. Thymulin has not been proven as a cancer treatment in people. The effect was age-dependent. Thymulin produced strong benefits in older mice but little effect in young mice. Why age can change the fight against cancer? Low-level inflammation rises in many people as they age. This process, often called inflammaging, is linked with cardiovascular disease, neurodegeneration, and cancer. Inside a tumor, inflammatory myeloid cells can also suppress the T cells that immunotherapy is trying to activate. The researchers examined blood and tumor samples from mice and analyzed human data. They found more inflammation-producing myeloid cells with age, including cells releasing IL-1, IL-6, and TNF signals. Older human breast tumors showed a similar inflammatory pattern, although this observation alone does not establish cause. The small organ that may be doing more than expected. The thymus is best known as the place where T cells mature early in life. It shrinks with age and was once treated as relatively unimportant in adulthood. Evidence is increasingly challenging that assumption. To find circulating factors that restrain inflammation, the team used experiments in which young and old mice shared circulation, along with bone marrow transfers and molecular analysis. The trail led to thymulin, a 9-amino acid hormone produced by the thymus whose circulating activity declines with age. In cells from older mice, thymulin reduced inflammatory signaling through a pathway called NF-kappa-B. That matters because this pathway controls several cytokines that can create a tumor-friendly inflammatory environment. What happened when thymulin met immunotherapy? The researchers tested several breast tumor models in aged mice. Thymulin reduced inflammatory myeloid cells, increased antitumor T-cell activity, delayed tumor growth and improved survival. Its effect was far smaller in young animals, suggesting that it was repairing an age-related deficit rather than simply stimulating every immune system. The most striking result came when thymulin was combined with an anti-PD-L1 checkpoint inhibitor. Tumors in older mice that did not respond meaningfully to the checkpoint drug alone became more responsive when thymulin was added. Why the study could change how medicines are tested. Preclinical cancer research often uses young mice because they are cheaper, easier to obtain, and faster to study. Most people who develop cancer are much older. If age-related inflammation changes both tumor growth and drug response, young animal experiments may miss treatments that help older immune systems or exaggerate treatments that work only in youth. The finding therefore offers two ideas. Thymulin itself could become a therapeutic candidate, and aging should be treated as a biological variable in cancer research rather than a detail to be added later. Before we overstate the result, this is not a new approved cancer therapy. The intervention was tested mainly in mouse breast cancer models. Human tumor data supported the inflammatory pattern, but people did not receive thymulin in this study. Mouse immune systems and cancers do not perfectly reproduce human disease, and the effective dose, safety, delivery method, and relevance to other tumor types remain unknown. Clinical trials would be required before any claim about patient benefit. What researchers need to prove next. The next steps include testing whether thymulin affects the formation and spread of different cancers, defining which older patients have the relevant inflammatory profile, and checking whether the hormone can be delivered safely. The deeper lesson is already useful. An aging immune system is not merely a weaker version of a young one. It can be biologically different, and future therapies may work better when designed for that reality. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.